Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
When we begin to tell God thank you, tell Him my hallelujah belongs to you. In spite of your circumstance, tell Him thank you.
Everything I give you, Lord, everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it.
Yes, God.
Everybody lift your
hands
right here and say, you deserve it.
Tell Him thank you.
From the bottom of my heart, Lord, I say, from the depths of my heart, Lord, I say, you deserve it, Lord. With a tear rolling down my face,
hey. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Come on, come on. Begin to tell God in the midst of the pain, my hallelujah, it still belongs to you, God. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm trying to get to, my hallelujah belongs to you. I decree and declare a fresh start, a new beginning over your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because guess what? Your hallelujah belongs to God. God is not finished with you. He has just begun a new thing in your life. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let him make you feel discouraged. Keep pressing, because guess what? You have already won. So, Father, we thank you for this time with you, Lord God. Father, we thank you that we have hidden ourselves behind the cross, Lord. And Father, we understand that it's all about your kingdom. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will close those old doors, and that every door that's closed, Lord God, Father, that you have opened up a new door. In every ending, there's a beginning. So, Father, we thank you. And I ask you, Lord God, to allow the word to saturate the hearts of your people who are called by your name, who have humbled themselves and are praying and seeking your face and turning from their wicked ways, and that we will seek your face. We'll hear from heaven, and we thank you that you are healing the land. In the mighty, hallelujah, matchless name of Jesus, we thank you in Jesus' name. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining me in today, because I am super excited. Why am I super excited? I am super excited because I understand that when you hide yourself behind the cross, that God will continue to use you for his glory. Amen. And the good news today is that God is saying, I want you to have a fresh start in life. I want you to have a new beginning. I want to do some things new in your life. Amen, amen, and amen. I just want to thank you because you're still here, because you didn't quit, because you're still in love with God. In the midst of the rain, in the midst of the pain, you didn't quit. Oh, yes, you went through some things to get to some things. Amen. God said, bless you today. God wants you to know that he have looked beyond our faults, and he see and understand our needs. Amen. It is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Glory to God. I want to welcome you to another broadcast with Kingdom Builders Development. I am Prophetess Teresa Dodds. And again, it is almost springtime. I know we had to close down, shut down, and go into a place of sabbatical and consecration so that the Lord may do what he wants to do in our lives. Amen. So I want to encourage you, get your Bible, get your pencil, get ready for this prophetic connection. This is something that God has in store for you. It's literally a new year. You know, when we began to make a time for New Year's commitment, we begin to say, oh, it's a new year, and I'm going to lose weight. It's a new year, and I'm going to quit this, and I'm going to start that. Well, literally, in the spirit, God has started something new, a new beginning, where old things have passed away, and all things are becoming new. Don't you feel that in your spirit? The enemy wants you to begin to feel sad. He wants you to feel broke down. He wants you to feel like you lost. He wants you to feel like you have not accomplished anything. But I come to serve notice on you today. God has begun something new in your life. Embrace the new and get ready for it. Amen. But the scripture speaks about a new beginning, a fresh start. And I want to remind you of this. At the beginning of the earth, remember, earth history. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1 and 1. And it reminds me of Apostle John, and he used a similar language in regard to our role of Christ in the beginning. In the beginning, listen what he said. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Did you know that? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Did you know that? So the Word and God was together in the beginning. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And this is the part that I find quite interesting. It's a golden nugget, and I want to share it. I'm reading John 1, and I'm reading 1 through 3. But this next reading says, He was God in the beginning. He was with God in the beginning. And through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that had been made. And I want to use for a text, hallelujah. Fresh start. In a new beginning. Fresh start. In a new beginning. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not only thinking about all the old stuff that has happened. We feel like all the unfinished business. Oh, yes, because that's the enemy's job, to make us feel like we didn't finish this and we quit that. But God wants you to know, just like spring comes every year and the ground has to recalculate, amen, new grass, new flowers, new blooming, God wants you to look up and live. Look up and enjoy the glory of God. If you buy a window, I want to encourage you to look out the window at God's beautiful blue sky. Oh, yes. There may be clouds in the sky. Well, where I'm at, I don't see a single cloud. But I know that they're there. And the clouds represent things that's going to happen in our lives. The clouds represent the rain, hallelujah, the fall. Things are going to happen in our lives. But God, so in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him, everything was made possible. Not through man, not through money, not through favor, not through acting, but it was through him. And without him, nothing was made that had been made. So the center of Christ in all of this is communicated to the Colossian Christians by Apostle Paul. Oh, yes. This was served to Paul. Paul gave it to the Colossians church, and I'm going to give it to you today. All things were created by him and for him. You were created by him, and guess what? For him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to turn to Colossians 6. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I'm sorry, Colossians 1. That's what we're going to read. Colossians 1, verse 16. Colossians 1, verse 16. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for the revelatory word. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for God. Absolutely nothing, because he's the master of all things. Amen. And the Bible says, for all things in heaven and on earth were created in him. All things, whether visible, whether invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. See, sometimes the enemy will make you think things, but I'm going to tell you something. He has no power that supersedes the power of God. So understand that all things were created by him and for him. So if you think of anything that, can you think of anything that was not created for him and by him? Amen, amen. I want to encourage you to turn to Revelation to substantiate the scripture. God is working some things out for your benefit. It may not look good, hallelujah. It may not even feel good, but it's going to work together for your good. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? And the Bible says in Revelations 1 and 6, and I want you to read with me, and has appointed us as a kingdom. Did you know that you are a kingdom? As priests serving his God and Father. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Now I want you to continue to flip the scriptures. Turn to Revelation 22. I hope you turn in the scriptures. I hope you flip in the scriptures, because there's a blessing in flipping the scriptures, because we're going somewhere with this. And I want to serve this in your spirit today, because what God is doing is he's trying to make you think on these things. See, the enemy wants you to think on other things, but God said, think on these things. I made everything. I created everything, and I'm going to get the glory out of everything. Listen what the Bible says in Revelation 22 and 13. You should have it by now. He said, I'm the Alpha. I'm the beginning. And I'm the Omega. I am the end. Then he went even deeper. And I'm the last. I'm the first. And I'm the last. And if you really think about that, what is he saying? He's saying, I'm all that. Is there anything too hard for God? I want to encourage you today. There's nothing too hard for God. If we allow him to work his anointing through us and in us, His glory will come out of it. Many texts in the Bible speak of some kind of beginning. You know, for example, let's say John the Baptist, when he warned of that which was soon to happen. That was the beginning of something. That's Luke 3. And I believe it's the third chapter, verses 4 through 5. And if you like to make notes of this, because God wants you to substantiate the word with your circumstance. That's how you win. See, when an enemy does something in your life, get a scripture. Put a scripture on it, because it is a word. See, the word, when they sent the word, when God sent the word, they were healed because of the word. Yes. Put a scripture on your circumstance. And then think about Apostle Peter. Apostle Peter warned. He said, the end of all things is near. See, sometimes we don't see the end because we're so busy being stuck in our circumstances. But know that this too shall pass. Amen? It won't last always. You're going to get through this so you can get to God to death. Amen? Listen to what 1 Peter 4:7 says. For the culmination of all things is near, meaning the ending of all things is near. So, be self-controlled. Control yourself. Get a grip. Be sober-minded. Don't go to drinking. You know, be sober-minded. Keep your mind together for the sake of prayer. Listen, pray about it. And when you pray, connect your faith that it's already done. Scripture on your circumstance. I want you to jot that down. Put a scripture on your circumstance. Because when they sent the word, they were healed. See, we can say whatever we want to say, but it's a word of God connected with our faith that brings forth manifestation of healing. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. The end of all things is near. And it's time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who have not obeyed the gospel of Christ? Now, what God is saying, see, the enemy used doors, he used gates, he used portals to keep us discombobulated, where we're confused. He tried to work on our mind and make us think more of the negative things and opposed to the positive things, to think of the situation more so than the answer to the problem. So if there's any unforgiveness, if there's anything inside of you, maybe something in the past that hurt you, something you never talked about, something that you never dealt with, God said, begin to have a peace within. So if you need to say, forgive me to someone, if you need to say, help me to someone, if you need to tell someone you love them, whatever it is, time is now. It's a new beginning. Obey the gospel of Christ, not to be overlooked, so that you can begin what God has in store for you. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I want to read this scripture to you. And this truly blessed me John 10:10. Because every time I look at the situation that I might be going through or situation I might be interceding for someone, I think about John 10:10. John 10:10, and this is Jesus talking. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it not abundantly. More abundantly. I'm sorry. So then, guess what he did after that? He goes on to tell us that there's an adversary called the devil. So Jesus saying, I come that you might be whole. I come that you might have abundant life. That's what he said he come for. But he suddenly noticed on us that the devil come to emulate him. And he come that he might steal, kill, and destroy that life that God has given us. He seeks to steal, he seeks to kill, and he seeks to destroy. What do we seek to kill and keep and steal and destroy? Relationship, our goals, our drive, our future. Ultimately, he comes to steal our life from us. Remember, you get one life to live. You know the story, one life to live. Amen. We might have watched that over and over. I don't know what channel it come on, but some of you may know. Got one life to live. And God said, I come to give you a new beginning, a new thought pattern, a new life, a new lifestyle, so that you might abundantly. So the enemy comes to remind us of our past, you know, in order to keep us from enjoying the life that God gave us to live. See, the devil does not want us to walk in our victory. He don't want us to start this new life. So he throws obstacles. So he throws bricks. So he throws things at us. And then here comes God with a good news. He said, I want you to have a fresh start. I want you to know the old things have passed away and all things have become new. I want you to forget about what has been, and I want you to begin to see the new. I want you to begin to not only forgive those that have hurt you, I want you to forgive yourself. That's where your healing is going to start. Aren't you glad that God wants to do something new in our lives? Don't it make you excited? Isn't it a sense of excitement that you're not held hostage? Think about it. A new beginning. Overflow. I want you to listen to this prophetic connection. I want you to listen to the lyrics. And I want you to allow the healing process to take its course. Open up your spirit and let this song minister healing to you. Amen. Hang in there with me. It's a new beginning. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Come on with it. We're doing it again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We just going to say that at the end. I don't know what's going on with the board, but we still going to go forward. God is good, and he is faithful. In the beginning of your life, God has chosen you for such a time as this. And I want you to know this. He has chosen you for such a time as this. There is no good thing that he will withhold from you if you walk uprightly. So what the Lord is saying is this is a fresh start. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're looking forward to God to do, just know that it's already done. If you touch and agree with heaven, now you can't be all worried. You can't be all upset. You can't be thinking that this too is not going to pass. You've got to have faith. And you've got to know that God is faithful to what he has started. He's doing a new thing in your life. How many believe that God is doing a new thing? Do you believe that he's doing a new thing? If you believe he's doing something new in your life, I want to encourage you to put a praise on it. Get a scripture. Get a scripture and put a praise on it. Amen. Glory to God. We're still waiting on our song, but I'm going to keep moving on. But we're going to get the song played so you can it can minister to your spirit. So this is something that God want to do for you. He wants to let you move forward in tenacity to know that what you're doing right now, it is the will of the Father. It is his will. I mean, believe that this is God's will. You know, sometimes God has to take some things away from us so that we can understand what he's doing. Because sometimes things will be in our way. Do you understand that when we feel like we lost, that it's not a loss, but it's heaven's gain? Sometimes we have to give up some things to get to some things. Amen. Now I'm going to play for you. I'm going to play another song and pray a lot and find out what's going on with the song that God has given me to play for you. Amen.
We got a brand new one I'm gonna share with you tonight. Are you ready? Goes like this.
You make the blind man see, make the lame man walk again. You cause the dead to rise, and that's why we dance in liberty. Cause you're doing it all again. Yeah, yeah, cause you're doing it all again. Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, you made the blind man, made the lame man walk again.
You called the dead to rise,
and that's why we dance in liberty. Come on, shout it, you're doing it again.
I can't do it by myself. God is doing it again. I want to encourage you today. Lay your hands on every situation that's preventing you from walking in total victory. Believe God. I want you to believe God because God is doing it again. Amen. Believe God because God is doing it again. Amen. I want you to get ready for your overflow. God said, get ready for your overflow. Get ready to press. Get ready to move. Get ready to make decisions. Get ready to write your vision down. Get ready to make it plain. Those that read are going to run with it. There's something in you that God has need of, and he's calling you forward. He's calling you out. He's calling you into this new thing. Amen. What you've been wanting for a long time, yes, you were sent on a detour, but that's okay. God is doing it again. So I want to encourage you to know that it's not too late for the new beginning. You're going to live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Okay. Get excited. Oh, yes. We've been in this little shutdown, but the shutdown was to push you into the place of assignment. Amen. It was to push you into purpose. God had to move you out to move you in. See, sometimes we can be in the wrong place doing, I'm not going to say the wrong thing, but doing some things. So God said, I'm putting you in the right place so I can put you in the right position so that you can be serving God. God is doing it again. So you haven't lost. You're winning. You're winning. Amen. Amen. You're winning. God is doing it again. Fresh start. New beginning. I want you to take John 10:10 and know that Jesus has come that you might have life. Keep that in your mind. The devil is telling you what he come for. He come to kill. He come to steal. He come to destroy. But I come to serve notice on the enemy. There's no good thing that God will withhold from you if you walk uprightly. He said, delight yourself in him, hallelujah, and he's going to do it again. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. See yourself winning. You have not lost. You have not been tossed. You have been set up. You've been set up. Yes, there's some situations around you, but that's okay. God said, I want you to shine. Begin to shine for his glory. Amen. Start smiling more. Start loving more. Just keep pressing. Keep pressing. And you're going to see the glory of God on your life. You're going to see the glory of God in your family. You're going to begin to see some things you've never seen before. So just get excited. Do your dance, do your dance, do your dance. Amen. Amen, amen. And beginning, as I said in the beginning, in every ending, there's a new beginning. So some things are ending and some things are beginning. And I want to leave this scripture with you. Isaiah, hallelujah. Isaiah 40:31. Take this through your week with you. And I want you to see yourself as an eagle. And the Bible says, they, which is you and I, they will soar on wings like an eagle. They will run and not grow weary. Don't grow weary. Don't get tired. Don't get faint. They will walk.
This is Judy at Ohio, 1:23.
Thank you, Jesus. They will not grow weary in well-doing. Keep doing good. Don't faint. Keep marching. You're a soldier. I teach every Wednesday strategies, spiritual strategies. As a soldier of God, you are a soldier. You're steadfast. You're unmovable. Always abound in the work of the Lord. Connect yourself with people that believe in you, that's going to encourage you in the things of God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Soar. Keep soaring. Keep pressing to your new beginning. Amen. I want to encourage you in the love of God. And I want you to get excited. And God wants you to do your dance this week. Amen. Dance on everything the enemy said you can't have. Press. See yourself with it because it's already yours. Don't be moved by what Satan used. Don't be moved by his devices because he's going to use his devices. But it won't work if you're steadfast and immovable, if you're always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen, amen. I want to say God bless you. And just know this is Prophetess Teresa Dots of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. You can call this number 5 days a week and you could hear awesome teaching by different ministers and preachers and teachers of the gospel. We are here to encourage you. We are here to love on you, to pray you through, to walk you to that blessed place where the devil think, make you want to think that you can't get there. But I want to let you know that spiritually, God has a platform waiting to push you into your beginning. Amen. Write these scriptures down, and I'm going to let you go. Something for you to eat on this week. 1 Peter 1 and 3. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. See, keep on eating the word. Yes, yes, yes. You have to eat the word so you can be filled with the word of God, because in the beginning was the word of God. Amen. So this is your new beginning. And you got to eat the word. Ezekiel 11 and 19. And then going down to Ezekiel 36 and 26. All talking about your new beginning. Eat the new beginning so that you may embrace it. Oh, yes. I have prophetic words for some people, someone on this line. I hear the Lord, but I'm going to give you the scriptures, so we're going to stay in order. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. That's 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Hallelujah. And then we have Colossians 1 and 16. A new beginning, new beginning. I want you to eat it. Revelation 1 and 6. God said, eat the word. And then in Revelation 22 and 13. You can listen to this in archive. Amen. You can listen to it in archive so that you may be able to study the word. You got to pick your Bible up. You have to do it. There's no other way, people of God. There's no other way. You got to read the word of God. You know, we say we know it, but we got to get it in our heart so that we may not sin against him. Amen. I'm still trying to play this prophetic word.
What is my life worth? Just living from breakthrough to breakthrough? A constant hope for a miracle? I live in these days of darkness. I smell my desperation of things prayed for and not yet received. Like, pass me not, O gentle Savior. But he does not seem to hear my cry. I celebrate with you, my sister, with new child, my brother with new car. And then I walk home afterwards, alone, hungry, childless. Being bitten by emptiness is not enough. I even get beaten by rain, emphasizing my pain. Till I'm supposed to remain joyful? Everything is bitter around me, but I'm the salt of the earth. I understand we aren't Christians to only be happy. I mean, Jesus was killed at 33. But what is our life worth? Pilgrim's Progress, the Christian's War, and this song, the one for the future.
A new beginning, brand new life. Lord, we wait to touch the sky. A new season to commence the time. And that one day when we shall rise, welcome to floodgates.
Walk in your overflow. Walk in your overflow. Spiritually, mentally, physically, walk in your overflow. Overflow of the word. Overflow of your love. Overflow of peace. Overflow of forgiveness. Overflow. Walk in it. And we've got to be ready. Live this life as though it's the last day. God said, get excited about your fresh start and your new beginning. I want to say God bless everyone. We love you to life. Have a supernatural rest of the day. Before I close, if you like what we're doing, don't feel free to sow. Everything we do is for the kingdom of God. You can go to www.giveify.com. That's GIVELIFY.com. You can sow and look for kingdom builders and kingdom daughters. You can sow into the ministry. When you sow into us, guess what? You're sowing into others. So we want to say, be ready when Jesus comes. Do what you're called to do. Walk in God's best and watch what God will do. Pray for me. Pray for us as we pray for you. And we're going to wash the hand of God. Have a supernatural rest of your day. I want to be ready. God bless you all. And thank you for joining.
No, not this time. One patiently await your answer. What will it be?
Sight beyond words.
Wonders are still love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Say, we are here for you. Come and do